Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Tonight on WBNW, 1120 AM and 102.9 FM, the Money Matters Radio Network.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, good morning, everyone. Great to have you with us. And instead of indulging in the usual formalities I do, let's just jump right into this 30-minute segment, as I am so happy to have back my friend Dinesh D'Souza, number one New York Times bestseller. He's the author of Hillary's America and Stealing America, the books. I'm happy to say I read both of them. He's also responsible for the number two and number six all-time documentaries, Obama's America and America, and I think truly influential and certainly garnering up Trump's base to become president. He worked in the Reagan White House and John Olin Fellow of the American Enterprise Institute, and he's here to join us today with his new book, and I want you to get a copy of it. Trust me, it's really worth reading. And his book is The Big Lie, Exposing the Nazi Roots of the American Left. It's published by Regnery. And it's so great to have you back, Dinesh.
Stu, it's a pleasure. Good to be on the show and excited about the new book. It breaks a lot of new ground for me. It's not a topic I've written much about much before, but it's one that's at the center of the political debate.
No doubt about it. I just want to get one question out of the way really quickly, which is kind of tangential to the book. The unduly harassment that you suffered, we don't want to take any time going through it under the Obama administration. Now that anti-American fake president is gone, have you been harassed? Have you been scrutinized? Are you being followed by the shadow state government, this fifth column? Is it still going on?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, it's certainly good to have Obama out of there. I'm naturally very relieved that Hillary didn't get in there. I'm still on probation and carrying out my kind of community service obligations under the supervision of a judge who is a Clinton appointee. So it's a kind of a burden, but nevertheless one that I'm obligated to carry out. Look, the good thing is I remain very productive. I've actually been in the throes of this very vigorous book tour, and so I think I'm now largely in the clear.
All right, I certainly hope so, and boy, I'll tell you, you're a man of courage. Let me get to the subtitle here, fascism. And there may be some different definitions, but it's basically a form of government, kind of a one-party dictatorship. And against democracy, although the claims are just opposite that, it's for totalitarianism. It's a totalitarian state, and it's run really by a dictator or a martial government. And fascism doesn't tolerate dissent, doesn't tolerate what I'm doing on the air. It doesn't tolerate the Washington Times, other newspapers that at least will have a degree of objectivity. How is fascism different today than it was in the days of the Nazis or Mussolini?
Well, the left has put out this idea in America that Trump is a fascist, that the right wing is the fascist party, and this is simply false. Fascism has always been on the left. Mussolini was a lifelong socialist. He was, in fact, the leading Marxist in Italy when he started the fascist party that then established the first fascist regime in the world. Hitler's party was called the National Socialist Party, and Hitler himself changed the name to put socialism in there. He wanted to emphasize that this is what the Nazis were committed to. So somehow, in a kind of sleight of hand, after World War II, the left has cunningly moved fascism from the left-wing column, where it belongs, into the right-wing column. Now, if you look today, the indications of fascism, yes, the left, look at the Bernie Sanders left pushing for the centralized state. That's the core meaning of fascism, continually increasing government power over the economy and over the lives of individuals. Second, intolerance for dissent. We see this not only, not only on the campus, but also in Hollywood. We see it in the media. Tim Allen, the actor, made some positive comments.
Yeah,
about
good
Trump,
God bless
boom,
him.
His
yep.
show is canceled. His show gets canceled almost immediately afterward. And then finally, look at these so-called Antifa or anti-fascist guys. They wear masks. They carry weapons. They use intimidation and violence to threaten people in the universities and on the street. So these are the actual living equivalents, you might say, of Mussolini's black shirts and Hitler's brown shirts.
There shouldn't be confusion, and there is. I don't even consider myself a Republican anymore. I think the Republicans are in the bag and they are gutless, as opposed to the Democrats. And I'd augment that statement by saying they're basically evil, have no regard for this country, only their self-interest. But there are a lot of people who are confusing nationalism, populism. I'm a nationalist. Look what happened with Brexit. I look at myself as a conservative nationalist. The twist from the left is to kind of mix it all together, isn't it?
Yeah, the left thinks that they insist that nationalism is the defining feature of fascism. And the reason they say that is that today they are obviously internationalists, and so it exempts them from the fascist accusation. But in reality, nationalism and fascism are completely distinct. And let's look at what I mean by this. I'm originally from India, and Gandhi was a nationalist. He obviously wasn't a fascist. Mandela in South Africa was a nationalist. All the anti-colonial leaders, Nkrumah and Ghana, so many others, they were all nationalists. The American founders were nationalists. Winston Churchill was a nationalist, as was de Gaulle in France. So obviously it is downright idiotic to claim that these people were fascists, and that shows that nationalism and fascism are actually quite a separate thing.
Just to show some comparisons and stark differences, there is a difference between Hitler's Germany and what we're seeing today with the conversion of those people, those progressives in this country, to adopting fascism and denying it and trying to put the shoe on the other foot. But one of the differences that I think about it was the violence that was associated with Nazi Germany, which became just absolutely intolerable. But isn't this government accumulating guns and bullets right now? And we're looking at a shadow government, kind of a fifth column, so to speak. I'm looking at this as the origins in the sense of the same as the pre-war, looking at Germany in the 30s. But is this a big concern, or is it just something that you can kind of not look at?
No, I think we're seeing, we're living through a fascist moment in American politics. So my point in the book, The Big Lies, coming from the left and not from the right, under Obama, we had a massive expansion of government surveillance of private citizens. Now, the capacities of technology to do this are completely different now than they were, let's say, in the 1930s. Hitler would have loved to have had this kind of surveillance apparatus, which he didn't have. Also, look at the way that the Obama administration used the power of government to go after its critics. That's exactly what the fascists did both in Italy and in Germany. And finally, the economics of the left are classically fascist. I mean, fascism means state-run capitalism. That's the economic version of fascism. If you look it up, you look up the definition. And under Obama, we saw not really socialism. The government didn't nationalize anything, but rather government direction of the healthcare industry, every insurance company, every hospital, the government direction of the banks, investment houses, increasingly the energy sector. Hillary and Bernie wanted to expand government control of higher education to provide their free college scheme. So this is actually classical fascism, which is the private sector gets to stay private, but now the government tells it what to do.
And we're joined here by Dinesh D'Souza, who's consented to stay on for another segment. I want to throw one name. We got about a minute here. But, as you talk about the roots, I go back to the 60s of this country of Allen Ginsberg, Timothy O'Leary, Bela Abzug, the roots of what we see in as a left movement. How about Margaret Sanger and her role as and Planned Parenthood founder? She's a key element in this whole thing.
Yeah, this is a big topic, and we could pick it up if you want on the other side of the break. But basically, Margaret Sanger was part of a eugenics progressive community. And these are people, it seems crazy to say now, but they actually wanted to either sterilize or kill what they considered to be disposable people. And the Nazis learned about this and actually picked up the blueprint of the American progressives for their own homicidal schemes.
Let's pick this subject of Margaret Sanger up after a break. And it is my great delight to begin a Monday morning. You know how you say, Monday morning? My reaction was just the opposite. Man, I got Dinesh D'Souza on, and the author of a great, great new book, The Big Lie, Exposing the Nazi Roots of the American Left. Published by Regnery, by the way. Get a copy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607.
That's 800-303-4607.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Hi, this is business journalist Ron Insana, and I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, who I think is one of the brightest guys on radio. Very straight, very down the middle, but very informed, and you should all be listening every day.
All right, cut the boots down. We can't waste a second here with Dinesh D'Souza on the big lie exposing the Nazi roots of the American left. And I do about 20 or 25 of these a week, and people say, you know, the people I have on, have you read my book? I said, I can't read 25 books a week, and I have read every one of Dinesh D'Souza's books, and I'm going to be reading this one as soon as it comes in. Dinesh, let's pick up on what you said about Margaret Sanger, and I know you want to expand that a little because it's a key part of the book.
Well, the point I wanted to make is as I started the book, as I was researching it, I had the idea that there were chilling parallels between the progressive American schemes for sterilization and the later Nazi program of 1933. But what I didn't realize is that the Nazis actually got their idea, their blueprint, directly from the American progressives. Sanger was part of a larger community of these left-wing progressives, and they were promoting not only Sanger was promoting mainly forced sterilization. That was her issue. But other eugenicists in America were promoting euthanasia. And one California eugenicist named Paul Popenoe called for, quote, lethal chambers. He said, we are going to have to kill a lot of people, and we can't just do it one by one. We need a system for doing it, and we need these sort of gas chambers to carry it out. Well, this is where the Nazis got the idea. They picked up on the idea of the lethal chambers. They used carbon monoxide gas. Now, the first people that the Nazis killed in this systematic fashion were not Jews. They were the sick, the disabled, the mentally retarded, what the Nazis called imbeciles.
The gypsies?
And the Nazis got... Pardon me.
Gypsies as well.
Yes. Later, Jews and gypsies and other, political dissidents were added to this group. But the original program was lifted from the American progressives. And here's the point: the progressives knew about it in America, and they loved it. Margaret Sanger gave speeches in the 1930s praising Hitler's sterilization program. Other eugenicists swapped letters that they got from Hitler thanking them for their work. The American progressive community was in bed with the Nazis in the 20s and early 30s. And today they have covered up that record. They make it look like Margaret Sanger was a champion of choice, letting every woman decide for herself if she wants to have. This is just part of the big lie. That's why the title is so perfect for the book. This is the way in which, after the war, progressives, in order to, once fascism became stained with the odor of Holocaust and Auschwitz and Dachau, the progressives said, let's cover all this up. We don't want to be held responsible for it. Let's try to blame the right wing for all this horrible stuff.
I want to give out your website for this book. It's bigliebook.com. If you're hesitant, just go on this site, take a look at it, and then you can order your book. I'm not going to pose this as a question and ask if there are any similarities. These are just connections, connections that you have established. Originally, and correct me if I'm wrong, I believe in your book or in your in one of your books or in your movies, the Nazis actually got their M.O. From Yasser Arafat, further back than Yasser Arafat, from the Arabs. That motivated Hitler. And then you talk about in your movie and in your books how racism in this country, I don't know, there were thousands of Democrats who owned slaves. It was not a Republican issue, and you rebut that beautifully in debates. Now, third, these are just kind of overlapping issues here. The Nazi migration philosophy here to the United States. Trends. What's your comment on that, and where are we going?
Well, I think that we've seen with starting in the Obama era a kind of a lowering of the standard of American politics. When I became a young Reaganite in the 1980s, American politics was a gentleman's quarrel. Reagan and Tip O'Neill, for example, could have a vigorous argument, and yet one could easily envision them going out for a beer afterward. That's not true, regrettably, in American politics anymore. I mean, look at my books. I put them out there. Last year I made the movie Hillary's America. It was not mentioned on ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN. They just pretended like there was no such movie in the theater. Right now I'm making all these startling claims about the Nazis and the left. You would think that all these people who have been pontificating about the Nazis, Chris Matthews, Rachel Maddow, Bill Maher, would all have me on to actually debate the issue. But no, they've gone into a kind of spiral of silence. Why? Because they're scared. They don't know anything. They've been spouting off for a while now. And when somebody who actually knows something enters the debate, they all run for cover.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite obvious. I'm especially surprised Bill Maher with the big mouth that he wouldn't take you on. But if you take a look at Dinesh D'Souza, some of the YouTube debates with Bill Ayers and others, if I were on the other side, I'm not sure I'd want to take you on. And when you talk about the discrimination out there, let's talk about the results. It certainly has a smack of Nazism, fascism. I mean, you could even go beyond that by saying you, I consider, a primary victim for what you did, which would warranted a slap on the hand, and how you had to be incarcerated for 8 months with, I believe, rapists and killers and drug dealers. I mean, it's inconceivable. All part of Obama's revenge. We've seen other instances. Rick Perry in Texas. I don't want to go through them because they don't have time. Governor O'Connell, who never committed a crime as governor of Virginia. And, of course, Donald Trump right now. I don't know how the hell he's going to survive this. And yet on the other side, Dinesh, let me just give these names out. That moron, that bird brain, Maxine Waters, may be thinking of running for president. Hillary, Eric Holder, Loretta Lynch, Governor Terry McAuliffe of Virginia caught in a scam. Nothing happens. Lynch, Reed, it goes on and on and on. Nothing happens. People say to me, oh, look, they got Debbie Wasserman Schultz on this. I said, relax. Nothing's going to happen.
There is a huge double standard. And also, I think this deployment of the state against your enemies, you know, we live at a time in which even the post office, the Bureau of Land Management, all these divisions of the government have SWAT teams. So in the old days, they would come to your house and it would be two guys in a suit with a folder. But now it's armored cars that swoop around your house. Hundreds of agents come out fully armed. And so once I felt personally the full power of the federal government against me, dozens of FBI agents reading my books, it's actually very terrifying. The ordinary American, if he or she knew about it, would go berserk. And so this is actually why we need to realize that we're facing a serious issue in America.
I
got to
interrupt because
right
we got
now.
Just about 30 seconds. I want to get this question in with a quick answer. You believe there's a fifth column, a shadow government? I was never a conspiracist. George Soros in control? I believe there is. Do you believe it?
I think that there is a bit of a shadow state, and then there's the combined power of academia, the media, and Hollywood. It's out in the open, but it's also very dangerous.
All right, guys, stay on as we just go to a break so I can say goodbye. I want to thank you. You're welcome on anytime, Dinesh D'Souza, The Big Lie. I'll be mentioning this book several times. We'll be back.
Have you heard about Biz TV? Biz TV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching Biz TV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, Biz TV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold.
Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. call to find the online degree program that's right for you. And you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, good morning, good morning. And as I say every day, or almost every day, just to show everybody how much I appreciate this opportunity, I'm absolutely thrilled to be with you. And one of our, quote, regulars, and I mean that in a positive fashion, is here to join us again. Just talking with Alex Wilson and telling him that every single one of these interviews we do together, I find so fascinating. I'm not sure I know the reason why, but I mean, they're really intriguing, and I'm sure it'll be intriguing for you. He is the chief executive officer of Precious Timber. The website is precioustimber.com. And just briefly, I want to say here, because it's important that I do it, that Alex is not an investment advisor and is not giving out investment advice. And he's going to explain that as he joins us right now before we tackle today's subject. Alex, good morning. It's so nice to have you with us. And maybe you could just make that distinction really quickly, and then we'll begin here to talk about alternative investments.
Thank you. Yeah, it's always a pleasure to come on the show and share what's going on in Central America. And I've been enjoying these interviews immensely, and I want to thank everyone that's responded, because it's it just gives us a great statement for the country, and a great statement for our staff and our family. They love to meet people. They love to talk to people, and we're just happy to spend the time with you.
So, alternative investments. You know, you highlight what you do as alternative investments, which is not exactly your conventional investments of stocks, bonds, and money, and cash or real estate. Well, I don't know about real estate. You may want to define this as real estate. But what are alternative investments, and who uses them, and why? It's kind of a long question.
Yeah, well, primarily the people that use them are the world's elite investors. They've done so for a long, long time, primarily to produce superior returns, basically. A lot of these strategies that they use have been exclusive to them, especially institutions and what I call the super wealthy, for a long time. But more recently, I think, any informed investor can literally play the same game. Now, we're talking about a different, rainbow of things, if you will. For example, master limited partnerships and hedge strategies and infrastructure and peer-to-peer lending. The space that we're in, which is farmland, in particular timber. Timber seems to be the one that is used the most for the reasons that I'm sure we'll discuss, but for two main reasons. One, it's a low risk space. Timber doesn't really watch or care or listen to the economics of the world, so when things are zigging and zagging, a tree's just growing. So it's a safe space. And of course, if you take a look at the NCREIF Timberland Index, which is the index that tracks the U.S. timberland as an asset space, it's really outperformed every other asset. It's in the 14% on an annualized basis now since they started tracking, which was the early 80s. So it's very rare, Stu, that you can put in your portfolio low risk and high return.
And again, comparing it to stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, I know you can't give anything that's quantitatively absolutely perfect, but can you give us some example in terms, well, typically alternative investments like timber, let's use specifically timber, not like timber, timber, coconuts, coffee, have returned X amount on average for this period as opposed to the market? I don't know if you can even do that.
Well, I can talk from personal experience. I don't track all of these things. I'm not a financial planner, as you said. I was fortunate to be able to be in a part of the world where the kind of timber that grows is the, you know, very sort of specialty timber, if you will, of the mahoganies, the teaks, the cedars, the cherries, and things that would normally take 40, 50 years to mature here, mature in less than 50% of the time down there. And when I'm talking about down there, I'm talking about Central and South America. Most like, you know, our favorite two locations are right on the border there between Costa Rica and Nicaragua, two countries that have got tremendous economies going. They've got great bipartisan support in Washington. They have the geographical perfect components to them. They've got the great sunshine. They've got a tremendous amount of rain. They've got the heat. They're below the hurricane belt. Volcanic soils. I mean, anything grows down there. But in particular, our timber side of the business, because the value of that timber is so high, returns are much better than the teens. They go into, you know, even into the 20s and above. And so I can only speak from personal experience. When you plant a tree and you kind of forget about it, have a forester just maintain it, make sure it's growing straight with good density, and then it's time to harvest, the return on investment, because it's biologically generated, and, you know, a little seedling turns into a massive tree many, many tens of thousands of times greater in volume, you're not doing what most investors are doing. Most investors are buying something at one price with the goal of hopefully selling it to someone else at a higher price to get a profit. That doesn't happen with us. It's going to be larger. So consequently, you're going to see a good return.
I hate to answer questions that I'm asking, but I'll take that. I'll take that liberty right here by saying, enhancing returns and reducing risk. Which one is more important? And I guess they really go hand in hand here. I don't know how you can prioritize those two, but I thought I'd ask in case there's an answer different than I expect.
Well, it's definitely prioritizing risk. I mean, the number one pillar to a good portfolio, in my opinion, and as I said, I'm not an expert at it, is loss avoidance. You can't have a successful portfolio if there's tremendous losses all the time. And that's one of the things that our clients sort of why they come to us, because, you know, every 10 or 12 or even shorter periods now, if you're following the 60-40 model where 60% of your portfolio is in equities and it continues to sort of not have little corrections but crashes, you lose 8, 10, 12 years just coming back to par. So definitely risk mitigation is number one.
When a person invests in the market, I'm not a financial planner. I'm not a stock guy, but I know if I was sitting and interviewing a person just to get a personality makeup on them, I'd want to know the type of person who was investing. That's important. I mean, if you got type A out there, you may have to go more conservative. It's fine. If you're very wealthy and you can run risk, you do something very, very, very different. Would you describe this specifically as a long-term investment?
Absolutely. Listen, we're not beating up the stock market. The stock market's a great place to invest. You just better stay in long enough for it to work properly. But yeah, for timber investing, you have to be a long-term investor. There's no way around it. You can't determine the speed of which a tree will grow. It's going to grow that because of Mother Nature's help. So, one of the things that I talk about a lot with the clients that come to us, they tell us that, there's something called the illiquidity premium that you don't get when you're investing short-term. And the illiquidity premium is basically a little added extra return that you might earn for the very purpose of owning assets that are less liquid. Now, of course, you know, I understand why people like a lot of liquidity, because in case things crash, they want to be able to move money around and get out of certain things. But if you're growing money at mid-teens returns, and that can happen for you in a portfolio generationally over many, many decades, why in the world would you want to liquidate?
We got got about 20 seconds left, so I can't ask the next question. Can you just come up with a concluding statement today, and we're going to see you back here again next Wednesday?
Yeah, absolutely. If someone's listening and they are not familiar with timber, give me a call. You can use my toll-free number. It's 855-888-6288. Or go to our website, precioustimber.com, and let's help you get a little education on timber and how it really, really stabilizes a portfolio but produces really good long-term returns.
Take my advice, people. Take Alex's advice. Thank you so much. We'll see you back here next week.
Have a great day.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STEW. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is Phyllis Schlafly, and I did an interview with Stu Taylor, and he really knew how to ask the questions. It was a great interview. I appreciate him reading my new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom.
They say forever, boy and girl, they're just one love. All right, we're going to tune this down a little bit. Our next guest is joining us. First guest of the day, his name is Jack Flynn. He's got really an interesting book out, Imaginary Conversations with Famous People. It's published by Fulton Books. You can go to fultonbooks.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com, and get a copy of it. He's going to tell us all about it. And Jack, welcome, welcome, and it's a pleasure to have you. In your later years, in your 80s, you wrote this book after what you considered perhaps a somewhat mundane career. Why did you write it, and why did you write it at such a late age?
Well, one thing, it took me a long time to read the biographies and get the people together, get some background on the people I wrote about. And I've always been interested in my writing. My natural writing is leaning toward biography. I'll always sort of like that.
All right. Well, it's interesting. First of all, congratulations. Thank you for serving. You were a Marine and a state champion in boxing, in an area that I'm very, very familiar about. But you say you thought that writing was something you never did. Why did you write that you were never going to do? What's this book about?
Well, what's it about? It's about people that have died and gone to purgatory, and many of them are surprised. They're surprised that they're still alive, because many of them were atheists. They were sure that there was no surviving this life, you know.
What was the purpose of writing the book, though? Was it to send a message, or was it just something that popped into your head and you said, this sounds interesting? What was the origin for this book?
It's hard to say a single origin. It was a mixed thing. I've always been more or less, as I got older, especially since I'm 87, I've been interested in spiritual kind of things. I mean, the world is diminishing, and hopefully the next world is taking on more substance.
All right, the name of the book, I'd like you to add to this conversation something you want to say that I haven't covered in this interview session, what would you like to add here as we have another minute or two to tell us about this book?
I think I more or less explained everything that in the book, you know, in the whatever number of pages I got.
All right, you say famous people. Who are some of the famous people?
Well, there are President Kennedy, Abraham Lincoln, John Wilkes Booth, Sigmund Freud,
Charles Dickens, Emerson.
Mark Twain, Wordsworth, F. Scott Fitzgerald.
You must have done a lot of research.
Yes, I did.
Well, I want to say congratulations. I hope you make up for lost time and give us some more of your writing. The book is written by Jack Flynn, Imaginary Conversations with Famous People. Fulton Books is the publisher. Thank you so much. Success to you in the future, Jack.
Thank you for having
us. All right, it's been a pleasure. And that just goes to show it's never, ever too late to get started on something you want to do. It just isn't. So we're at 38 minutes past the hour here, and I want to address the issue that I talked about. I think it was at great length yesterday in the economy, and the fact that Donald Trump isn't getting credit, and he's not going to get credit for what's happened here. He has to toot his own horn, which he's not very shy about doing. But hopefully people are just going to have to get used to this bombastic, sometimes unpredictable approach to doing things. And that's Donald Trump. But let's look at statistics. Let's look at things that carry weight, that have meaning. Job openings reached record highs in June. It's because the demand for labor continues to increase. Now, this data has been released by the Department of Labor. It was released on Tuesday. So that's where I'm getting these numbers from, but I want to transfer this information to you so perhaps it will dispel a lot of the myths that are going on about Donald Trump. Again, this is this information forthcoming is from the Department of Labor, and it was released on Tuesday. The new job openings, 417,000 were in the private sector. You remember Obama bragged about all the job creation? It was in the public sector. There were government jobs, nothing jobs, with many salaries and six figures. These are in the private sectors. And Trump only added 44,000 in government. There's a major, major change right there. 417,000 in the private sector, 44,000 in government. I'm just guessing it might have been reversed with Obama. The three industries that had the largest gains in jobs, professional and business services, there was a gain of 179,000 job openings. Healthcare and social assistance, an increase of 125,000 job openings. And construction, 62,000 additional job openings. I don't know about you, but wherever I drive, I see construction everywhere. And we don't even have an infrastructure bill passed yet, just something I've been noticing. And according to the report, the areas of the United States where the job openings were increased the most were in the Midwest and in Western regions. So this is the largest job gain we've seen in almost 2 years. That's according to Bloomberg. In the past 12 months alone, the United States has created 2.3 million jobs. And the job openings boom certainly can be attributed to an expanding economy, the competition for open positions is decreasing, and it's making some positions harder to fill because there were less qualified applicants vying for the same position. And I want to just point out a couple of more facts here. One is GDP is growing at over 2%,
It was negative growth down to, I don't know, 1.2% with Obama. It's just pitiful. And the U.S. economy is defying a lot of what Wall Street economists predicted. See, eventually the market will go down. And they'll say, see, I told you so. It gives them an out. Don't buy it. If you want to get out now and sell and take your profits. I'm just saying, don't complain to me when the market goes down. It's down the past day or two because of the North Korean crisis. But
Biz Talk Radio.